Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Private Parts, sponsored by Candy Kittens.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm having Tropical Mango Gourmet Sweets.
Yeah, there you go.
You can get yours from...
Maybe you
What's
should...
the website? What's the website?
Candykittens.co.uk.
You can get yours from candykittens.co.uk. Remember, guys, Tropical Mango makes your man
you just
go,
You just mumble. You sound like you went Hopical. Hopical Mango.
I was chewing, innit?
Have you ever done voiceovers for anything?
Yeah.
Do you find it hard to do it?
No, because I'll just go into a different voice. Hello and welcome.
See, so you can do those. So you can.
I like doing an X Factor one, innit? Where it's like, Rachel Adedeji.
Go on, try and do it, mate.
Rachel Adedeji.
Adedeji.
Who is that?
Tonight on Love Island. That one's nice as well.
Horrifying.
Hey, Love Island.
What is that?
Tonight. Yeah, it's Ian Sterling, innit?
Have you. Because you would be great at doing voiceovers for shows and things like that.
Is this you offering me a voiceover? I mean, listen, I'm ready to do that. Like, we see Jamie. I could do it in like a real working class accent if you want.
You doing the voiceover for Made in Chelsea would be unbelievable. But unfortunately, Min and I, we don't do it anymore, do we, buddy?
Moved on.
Yeah, we've done, baby. Did you used to watch it back in the day?
Like the first season or so when Spencer was. Doing a madness. Yeah. Is he still on it?
That doesn't fly anymore nowadays.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't really fly back then. Yeah. But
because it was wicked back then.
No. Cheating, all of that sort of stuff. I mean, it was so on vogue at the time, you know? Everyone was doing it. You know, he was so ahead of his time. I always say that about Spencer. Now everyone's doing it, but when he was doing it.
God, but the worst thing for us is that we
Hugo was in it as well, wouldn't he?
Yeah, Hugo was in it. Hugo's in it. Yeah. But looking back, and all of our stuff is like captured. You know what I mean?
That's what happens with a TV show.
All of my sex life is there for everybody to see. All of my conquests have been recorded.
Speaking of which, I met this guy. This is a weird one, but I met this guy. Have you ever been invited, or you probably have met, or gone to
Buckingham Palace?
He just sort of looked at me and was like, yeah. "Have you ever seen Roy?" You probably know this.
Have you ever been to or invited to like a torture gardens or killing kittens?
Oh, like a sex party?
Like a sex party.
I don't know. I've never been. And if I had been, I wouldn't be talking about it on here. Yeah, no, I've been to loads of them. Swingers parties, a lot. They're my thing.
Have you ever been?
I've not been, have you?
No, I've never been, but I met a friend. Well, not a friend, a guy.
You're chatting so much shit.
I swear to God.
Do you know what that was, right? He was trying to go, like, you lot ever been? Not, because I've been as well. Do you not find it weird when they give you...
Test the water.
Have you... So you've never
I've
been?
I've never been,
though. No, my friend was talking about it, and he's been to this...
My friend?
Yeah.
No, he has. He was talking about it. He'd been to these torture gardens places where it's like a sex party. And he was telling me all of these... secrets.
Really, really indescript detail. Only someone that was there clearly knows.
No, because what happens apparently with these places, it becomes like a sort of cult thing. So you go to one of these places and you then you go the first time and you experience it, then you go a second, and then you become, when you start becoming a regular,
such a strong imagination on you. You should be a storyteller because the way you've adopted your friend's story is just powerful.
Do you almost get like a loyalty card when you go there?
What,
like,
do
you get like a free blowjob on like the 10th one?
You get an STI.
I think what happens.
No, you get anal on the last. You get anal. Here you go. 10 goes. Oh wow!
Did you say 10?
Sorry, what? So you've got a little card that you stamp every time you've done anal. Yeah, right. You shagged 5 arseholes tonight.
Oh my god! Oh my god! That's so full on.
Yeah. Is it like a Jonah Juice app? Your anal is ready. Like Jesus.
Your anal.
But this guy.
Who are you shagging? Wild raccoon.
I imagine that's the sound I'd make if
if you're doing anal. Yeah, I've heard that's pretty similar.
Also, why did you pick a raccoon?
I don't know. I was trying to think of an animal.
This is comic timing.
but I do.
See, this is why I couldn't do stand up. I'd be stitched up.
But I do think. So you're saying this thing, and then what happens is that when you become a regular at these places, you then get invited to like. The other things...
You level up.
And, yeah, you level up. And he went to this party recently where they were all naked apart from a headdress. And halfway through, they cut
COVID down... COVID-friendly. Yeah, I like it.
An amazing house. Halfway through, they cut down a tree and they made it into a table. I'm not joking. He was telling you all these things.
It's like the changing rooms of swingers. Lawrence Lowen and Bowen there.
JCB's Christmas party.
JCB's Christmas party.
I mean, Handy Andy had a different job in that party.
But isn't that... But these things...
What's the sexual thrill from making... I mean, I'm going to try it now.
I think this generation's way too like sex driven, man. It's just like
They're making furniture.
What do you think that's probably that making them come or some shit? Like, do you remember like back in the day, people thought like fucking doggy style was adventurous. Do you know what I mean? Now it's like you need a bag over your head to come or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
you've really got to push the boundaries. Yeah, you've got to whittle a spoon from a block of wood to even just get a boner.
Got to fucking wear a mask and like all of this. It's fucking wild. Just what happened to missionary?
You got to whittle a spoon.
It's just, yeah.
But why do you think that's happened?
I mean, sex is used to sell everything, isn't it?
OnlyFans. Yeah. It's just pushing.
What do you think of OnlyFans banning porn, by the
way? Yeah, I know they're banning it.
You look so upset.
Do you know where it is? I'm just like, I'm gutted for sex workers.
Yeah.
And a real answer.
apparently with it is that... It's not actually going to happen. The reason why OnlyFans have banned it
to do with MasterCard and the payment of sex videos or something.
No, it's because they're going
to do with payment.
Do you have an OnlyFans account?
Yeah. I haven't checked it out before. But with apparently because
there's loads of wanking videos from boarding school.
yeah, and me slowly putting my head into it. Hello, hello. But I think so. With OnlyFans, supposedly why they're saying this is because they're going to go public. They're going to IPO.
And
they can't IPO with it being sex work.
Inside information.
Yeah, or something like that. This is what I heard.
If it's to do with finance, James,
If
you want to make a buck, then...
If you want to make her buck, what did you say?
I said if you want to make a
buck. But people made a lot of money out of that. Like what? Like 90... You can make like 90K. I mean, it's nothing for you, but like 90K a month.
Maybe people are making more. There's Black China, who's...
I know who Black China is.
Yeah, she makes 20...
I met her. Did you? Is that the one that was in a can when I was DJing? Do you remember they turned up with Jason Derulo and came behind the booth?
Black China was going out with Rob Kardashian.
Yeah. She turned up and she had 9 burgers on a tray. I assume they were for like everyone, so I went to get one. She was like, fuck off. I was like, okay, sorry.
Is this Black China?
This was at Cannes, do you remember?
Yeah, we went to this party, I remember that.
And I was DJing before Jason Derulo and he turned up and I think his DJ had forgotten his USB. So for the first like 3 tracks I had to play some hip hop for him whilst he could take his top off and like dance around on the stage. It was such a
weird
moment.
So what hip hop did you play?
I can't remember.
Yeah. Guys, you ready some Flo Rida?
No. I would have done that.
Mr. Worldwide.
Who's that one who's the like Latin version of Jason Statham?
Latin?
What's his name? Mr. Worldwide. Yeah.
Hold on.
The Latin
version.
He's just because he's bald, he's the Latin version
of Jason Statham. That's hilarious.
And you knew what I was talking about. You knew.
I was like, who the fuck's he talking about? Like, I thought it was like someone really up. Vin Diesel?
But going back, because we only fans, so the way they ban it, stuff like that, do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
Listen, I think. Look, everybody's adults, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let these. I think it provided a way for sex workers to.
But it's not all sex work. It's like young kids as well who then see
to
people.
Do what?
Well, they get naked because it's not. It's like porn, right? So they
So it's a lot of sex work. Like anybody that does porn is sex work essentially. So it gave them a safe environment to do it on their own terms. And I think a lot of the time, I think it goes deeper than this. But this is when I go into conspiracy theory.
Bring it on. I love
because
this.
I think where it's like porn companies were like sort of losing their leverage, where it's like. A porn star could go out and make millions by themselves through their subscription, where it's like, oh no, I used to pay you. It used to be glorious for you to come onto my platform. And now you're just fucking making money
on your own
with a fucking iPhone. Nah, fuck this. I need to find a way to like get rid of it. Because at that point, all these like porn producers, they're out of business, aren't they?
Mm. It's there's a really interesting podcast called The Butterfly Effect, which is all about how Pornhub was set up. And how many lives it destroyed in terms of like directors, producers, so many people. Yeah. Like it completely wiped out an industry.
Yeah.
And it was literally overnight. Mm. And it was just horrendous. And it's not just about like putting stuff on the internet, but it's like it's how destructive the whole thing was.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
But I think the problem is there's a real problem now with younger kids having so much access to stuff. And also,
that's 100% true.
Also I still think like, when we were younger, right, I made so many mistakes. Like, I still make mistakes now, but when you're younger, you make so many mistakes. So how can you make huge decisions?
Like, putting your body on the internet.
Putting your body on the internet and stuff. Mm.
Do you know what it is, though? It's like, for a lot of people, they go on, they probably start a profile on there and they realize, whoa, I'm making all this money. And they look at their qualifications and they're like, what can I do to get this level of money doing a normal job? And then they're like, nothing. Like, so it's a vicious cycle to get caught up in, isn't it?
It's just like, I think it's quite addictive once they're in. But I think, for young kids, it's not good for their mental health to be...
You need ID, I reckon, like ID verification in order to be able to set up profiles on those things. Because, like, for kids, because there's probably kids that have just got a credit card, hold up a credit card or something, like a debit card.
For a lot of young guys, that's like their first romantic experience, because they feel like they've almost got a connection with this girl, because they're like interacting with
her. And they've hired some bloke from Scunthorpe just replying to the messages. Yeah. Yes, baby, I love you.
Did you ever do Babe Station? Did you ever phone up Babe Station?
Did he ever go on Babe Station?
I had a stint on Babe Station. I'd just be like, hi there, guys. I'm going to be on the...
Did you ever...
I actually threw up watching it once. When I was 16, I was at a house party and I drunk like a lot of whiskey and someone flicked onto Babe Station and I threw up immediately.
But it's a weird thing, Babe Station. Have you never... Like, when you like flick onto it and you're like... I've watched it, but you're like... where is I don't understand
where's
like,
this going
yeah like I don't understand like the fascination behind it, like guys are ringing up and going yeah bend over yeah. Like it's just not because you can see them going if you're good at lip reading you don't need to fucking pay for it, by the way. I don't need to ring, I can just see what she's saying.
He rings up and talks about the cricket. for like 5 minutes with the woman.
No,
he's paid to see. It's actually hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah. And he does. He talks about the cricket.
Talks about the cricket for ages. She's like trying to be sexy.
I don't know. Have you got an over wicket in the cricket?
Yeah, but have you? Because have you always been a confident guy? Would you say growing up, were you always quite confident?
Do you know what? I was always confident, but at one point in my life, I was really fat. So.
Really?
Yeah, so then I lost the weight and then it changed things.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think also that body confidence as well, like growing up. I think that, and also that's the other thing. Guys don't really talk about lots of stuff like that, especially when it comes to body confidence.
But also, body positivity for men doesn't exist.
It doesn't, does it?
It doesn't exist. Like and all so these many brands guys. That you see, for example, yeah? All these, like, you know, the big brand. I'm not going to name any names, I don't get sued. But like all these brands that you see that are centered around the gym experience or whatever. Mm. For women, they always have like a plus size model or plus size mannequins or whatever. Look at a guy's section.
It's so true.
Fucking abs on abs on abs. You look at through the Instagram, it's like some fucking jacked up motherfucker that you're never going to look like. And it's just like, they don't tell you this guy's on like all kinds of steroids and everything. And you're never going to look like him unless you like inject yourself and everything. And it's like body positivity for men only exists if you're like a rapper like Rick Ross. Acids,
it's so true.
If you've got money to blow like that, where it's like I don't give a fuck about what the fuck I look like, I can pay for whatever validation I want. Mm. Then you're fine. But for the average guy, he's looking around at all this stuff. It's like, no, we don't give a fuck.
So about their options are become an international superstar or take steroids.
Yeah,
otherwise you're fucked.
Yeah, I mean, but there's no conversations around loving your own body as a man or whatever. Yeah, like people just look at you and go, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Should we talk about it now?
Yeah.
but I think it's so true to have these conversations. And look, there's a scary thing, right? Which and I bang on it, but I saw this post actually on my Instagram. There's been more suicides now than people for men than people have died in war.
Yeah,
that how crazy is that?
I'm not surprised.
It's mad, right? For men.
Yeah.
Just men. There's something like it's from the ages of, to get really deep, from the ages of 10 to 14, guys have double the amount of men take their life than women. Mm. From the ages of 14 to 20, it's triple. From 20 to 25, it's 4 times, and it just goes up.
Yeah,
it just goes up and up and up, because there is no, because I understand like these things with you know, women were suppressed for so many years and all these different things, and I equality is so important. But what happens is that we focus so much on one side that we forget about the male side.
I think what people don't, when people say smash the patriarchy and all of that stuff, like people often dismiss it as like just feminist like discourse, and it's just like, oh my god, it's all feminism or whatever. It's actually like if you want to truly smash the patriarchy, it will benefit men as well. Yeah. Because men are told for so many years, unless you're like the provider, you're this, that, the other, you're useless unless you're those things. Mm. Right. Yeah. So it's like once you're in a society now where like women can provide for themselves and whatever, now you're looking at yourself and you're like, well, what do I offer? Nothing.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's just like, what is my purpose? And there's thousands of guys searching for that purpose on a daily basis.
Dude, and purpose is so important. And people don't realize, like for aid, especially for ages, that's what I, like, you know, I was doing Chelsea and all these different things, and I was like, what the hell am I? And especially from an age of like 28 or so, because you start to like think about things, you forget how important.
Like, what's the point of all of this?
Yeah, what's the point of all of this? Yeah. Did you have that?
Yeah, of course, of course. I think it's natural. Like, I think everybody sort of goes through it. And then I think...
Where you suddenly go, what's the point of everything?
Yeah. It's just like, oh, yeah, I've done this, but what's the point? Like, do you know what I mean? You sort of go, right, what am I doing this for? And I think for a lot of men, that's when they start, like, prioritising different things in their life. And it's like, do you know what? I should actually settle down. I should maybe have children.
Yes.
Yeah, I should have this, that, the other. Mm. And that's when you sort of give your life purpose. Oh, my life's purpose now is being a good dad.
Or yeah,
being a family man. Do you know what I mean? Being a good person like that. Whereas, like, you can try and like be a party boy all your life, but somewhere in your 30s, it's going to hit you like that, and you're like, "What the fuck am I doing?"
Yeah. I think that's what happens.
Yeah.
But it was so funny because I never knew that. I thought we got to a certain age, as humans, and we'd have all the answers suddenly. Yeah.
Everyone's winging it.
Yes.
Life is one big blag.
Yeah.
Up until you die.
Literally.
Yeah. But didn't that scare you when you first found that out?
To an extent, but it's like, Yeah, I started looking around at, like, because I used to think my teachers were like amazing people, and then I look at which one of your friends went and become a teacher, and you're like, fuck me, these people are fucking.
I actually found
that's exactly what it is. I thought so many people were amazing, then you're like, hang on, but they're doing that now. And I'm like,
I found comfort in it. I was like, oh, everyone's just completely as clueless as I am. Yeah, sick.
Yeah.
It's actually quite nice to know.
Everyone's theorizing.
Yeah,
that's all it is. Yeah, everyone's just theorizing.
But you put it on the head. My thing is that it's when you suddenly get you think people have superpowers. Mm. So you think my little brother has that issue a lot of the time. My friend's little brother as well. They're about 16 years old. They say they go through TikTok for guys all the time, and they just see all they see is just abs, guys driving Lamborghinis, this you know, throwing money everywhere, and they're like, well, how can I achieve what they believe is success, right?
Yeah,
it's what I say. It's a big issue to tackle. Like,
so yeah, I mean, yeah, we're not gonna fucking like solve it. Like,
I was like, Jay, we've literally got 5 minutes left.
I just think it's so important, especially look, we get because we're three guys sitting around here, and I think it's so important.
Did you bring the Lambo, or was it?
No, but I do. I just think it's important.
No, the girls have got it outside,
but I think it's important to discuss as well. And I think that kind of subject is
definitely.
Well, essentially, when you start thinking about it, right? Like, what would the Lamborghini get you that a normal car wouldn't?
Yeah, for sure.
What
like Fiat 500, for example? Yeah.
Okay, we've all got standards.
Is that actually
now.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, I never went that far. No, but essentially, they would do the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, get you from A to Z.
Exactly. And when you boil it back down, when you boil everything back down to its like rawest form. You're like, how is this helping me feel? Like, why is it that this brings me joy in that respect? Even clothes and all that sort of
happiness
stuff.
Happiness is within, is the thing that you will eventually learn. And those external things are so temporary.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get that Lamborghini in a year or even a week. You go, actually, what is this? Like, it doesn't really bring me anything.
Also, you're in the inside and you're like, this is fucking... Like, I always think, like, I don't really care what a car looks like from the outside. Because you're going to spend most of your time on the inside.
So you want to look really
I
good?
I can't wait to come sit in your car.
No, but like, if I get the money to sort of blow it on a Lamborghini, I'll just fuck it. Oh my god, I'm gonna get like the best interior ever because that's what matters more, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's there's a really
and that's an analogy for
life.
There's a really smart guy. He's called Roy Sutherland, and he's head of Ogilvy Group. And it cost the Eurotunnel to make it 20 minutes faster. It cost something I know crazy like billions, like 12 billion or something like that. And he said, if they had given me the budget, I would have spent 200 million on the inside of it, making it just so luxurious, you never want to get off. So instead of spending 12 billion on making it 20 minutes faster, just spend 200 million on making it the most beautiful place to the comfort.
Great idea.
Yeah, what a great idea, right? And that's his whole...
Failing that, Valium.
I like how your answer to everything is drugs.
Cocaine.
How are we going to solve the problem with men? Drugs.
And also, typical Alex, he goes, it's a big subject. Let's not tackle it now.
Let's just all do happy drugs.
It's so heavy.
It's not that heavy.
No, it's good to talk about it.
You've done mushrooms and stuff, innit? 100%.
No, mate, I can't. I like a shiitake. No, mate.
No.
I like a shiitake.
Mushrooms aren't bad. Have you ever done mushrooms?
Back in the day, you know, I like to.
Back in the day, when were you four? Like, what do you mean back in the day?
In the 90s, it was crazy. No, things are different.
Acid rave days.
Have you ever done mushrooms?
No, I've not. I've done. Like, do you know what? Because I'm just worried. I know my mind. Like, I probably won't come back the same. I'll come back from that trip, and it'll be like I've been to war or something. I'll come back, and everyone will be like, "What the fuck happened to Kay?"
I've done them. Yeah, I did them. I've told this story before. I did them with my ex-girlfriend once. And
that's why she's an ex.
No, honestly, yeah.
What the fuck am I? Who are you? You don't make me happy.
And that's why she's not alive.
She looked like a massive bitch. And then...
what happened was is that we took mushrooms, and I was much younger. I must have been like 18, 19. And I was like, I didn't know what they were or anything about them. Anyway,
he just gobbled up these rats.
Yeah,
I had no idea what they were. I just
this is so true. So we
thought they were vitamin tablets.
No, we took them. We took them. Anyway. She was walking ahead of me, and she was like pretending to be a fairy.
B12 is amazing.
And she was walking ahead of me, pretending to be this fairy, and I was like, okay, this is a bit odd. Then we got home, and she was still being this fairy behind me, and I was like, oh, this is so weird. So I put on the TV, and I was watching St. Helens versus whatever rugby league. I remember it.
Well, and I know.
I know what, the best thing to do when rugby. when you're tripping on mushrooms is to go and watch a rugby match.
I was watching on TV. I was watching and I was like, oh, and then St. Helens won. And I went, oh, that was fun. And I went to turn the TV off and the TV was already off. And I went, what the hell? And I looked in the mirror.
And St. Helens hadn't won. And that's when I realised it was all a lie. The veil of humanity had been lifted. It was in fact the Saracens. How did I get them mixed up?
They lost by penalty.
It was the Saracen. It was the Saracen. No, when I looked in the mirror and I was a puppet on a string and I was like, oh my God, this
you
is...
You were a puppet on a string.
I was a puppet on a string and I was like, this is horrific. And I remember thinking, all I kept saying to my girlfriend is, how am I going to do my English exam? How am I going to do my... And she was like, oh my God, you're now freaking me out. So then we had sex. I don't know why I mumbled it. Yeah, should have been.
We had sex. It's on OnlyFans if you want to subscribe to it. Use the code LANG50 for 50% off those videos.
Well, we did. We had sex, and I thought she was a guy, and so I thought I was.
So you came bloody quickly.
So it was like, yes, this is amazing.
So I started to like...
And then it was we were at that torture gardens thing and suddenly...
You're like, wait, are you a prop for the Saracens?
Suddenly
you fucking beat my team.
But then I started to freak out and all these things.
You only then started to freak out. Yeah, it sounded like you'd freaked out about 5 hours earlier.
It was really intense, the whole thing. And then I had a shower because I thought that would... Apparently, if you take showers, it intensifies and...
Oh my God! The water must have felt amazing.
but then, weirdly, my girlfriend's
told you hadn't even taken mushrooms. It was just a chocolate bar.
my girlfriend's sister. No, this is actually my girlfriend's sister. They were in Camden, her friend, and they weren't there at the time. My girlfriend's sister, but they bought some mushrooms from Camden to go and make a risotto. Made a risotto. And the mushrooms were
middle upper class way of taking mushrooms.
Guys, sit down, sit down.
Pre and porn. I can't say it. Pea and prawn. Risotto.
I've got a recipe from Gordon Ramsay. Yeah. It's gonna go off.
Pre porn.
No, but they made this mushroom risotto, and then it was mushrooms like a magic mushroom.
Yeah, I'm I get it. Yeah, I get it.
We understood.
Okay, so explaining it.
And but then she totally freaked out, and they had to go to hospital, and then they had to
What did you say when they rushed in? She's had a risotto. Like, well, what do we do?
No, but they had to get the police round and all these different things because they sold
did
it.
Did they eat the evidence like that?
it's scary.
It's like, no.
What kind of visualizations do they have?
I don't know, but they freaked out.
What was so scary? I was working in retail and I just couldn't do it. I was with customers. That's when I knew it was fucking wrong. And it was Camden Market. And you know what they're like?
Oh, God.
Do you want to take him again?
No, I don't want to take him again. So you would never take them, okay?
No, for that reason. I'm a massive fan of St. Helens, and I just want them to win.
You just want them to win all the time. Millie, would you ever do it?
I might make a risotto this weekend. Get stuck in.
I just don't know, like, what kind of... I'd see some weird shit.
Yeah, so. I think if your mind's, like, really creative, then it starts to
it's
go.
It's probably great if it's really creative. It'll be even more...
I think for me, I would say I'm quite creative, and mine was really awful.
You're not that creative, though, really.
I think I'm pretty creative.
Yeah.
No, do you know what I think one of my things
are? You're persistent.
Yeah, I am persistent.
That's loads of ideas, and then like one of them's going
to
be all right.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to
but
be.
I'd probably end up doing something stupid like going to the gym on mushrooms.
Well, you did and, this with your second vaccine.
Yeah, so I was just like, yeah, well, I did it for both. I was just like...
you took your second vaccine.
Oh, no. Basically, when the guy was like, your arm's going to be sore, I thought, okay, if my shoulder's going to be sore, I might as well just go to the gym and bang out shoulders. So then both of them are sore. So you just think it's gym pain, innit?
Gym pain.
You're going to have some like pumped up version of the vaccine.
It's actually steroids. You've been given But yeah, no. How did you feel after yours?
Dude, I had mine about a week and a half ago. I had my second Pfizer and I was shaking after it in bed. Like, I felt really unwell.
Did you have anti-vaxxers going, ha ha, told you.
So many people said that to me and they were like, why have you done it? I was like, well,
I don't even mention the fact that I've had the vaccine on my. I mean, look at me now on a fucking podcast. Yeah, yeah. Like, hey guys, come on, take it. But on my
social media, do people? They'll go at you for it.
Oh yeah, man, like 100%.
It's on both sides though. People say they haven't had it. People go mad at them. It's like it's so divisive.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
It's so. It's like I don't know what it is with this country. I think we all just need a massive group therapy session, right? Because we just. Like after Brexit, we all need to go on mushrooms together. Yeah. Like, but the idea that Brexit and Remain and then like vaccine, anti-vax and anti, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. We're just picking sides. There's no like middle ground left in anything.
It's intentional.
You think?
Conspiracy theory, yeah.
Oh, there we go, yeah.
Divisive. It's good to keep people divided. Together, we're too strong.
Yeah, we're all united, we're stronger, man. Bro. So yeah, that's what the man does to you. He wants you to, you know, think to yourself, no, these guys, they're the enemy.
Fuck, that risotto was good.
I think there's a lot of people who say they're against and they don't really have a reason. They just go, oh, because I've heard all the things. And you're like, well, what?
Yeah, like if you're the kind of person that has like 20 chicken nuggets in one go, like don't worry in it. Like get the vaccine.
If you buy sandwiches
from a corner shop, get the vaccine. Like honestly, if you buy those Rustler's burgers for two, get the vaccine, bro.
Like, you actually need to be vaccinated to eat those.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? Any of that sort of stuff, if you like take a shit in a random person's house for a fiver, take the vaccine. Because like you don't know what the fuck's going on.
Okay, that's it. Hey, listen, buddy. Can I just say a big thank you for coming on the
podcast? Thanks for having me.
Honestly,
man.
Buddy, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Really freaking funny. Dude, are you going on tour soon?
I'm going on tour soon. Yes, it's called The Spoken Curd. I'm going all around the country in October and November, and I've got a podcast as well called Ain't Got a Clue. So
are you going to find us on it?
It's more.
Thanks very much.
We don't do guests.
Well, you should do.
No, because it's sort of. I'll explain the premise. I'll explain the premise. We basically get on mushrooms and then just. No, I'm joking. It's basically we realize we're shit at quizzes, so we answer a different quiz question every week, but with a like.
I love that.
With a lot of like sound design and stuff behind it, so like you don't forget it, the answer.
What's it called?
Ain't Got a Clue.
Ain't Got a Clue.
Yeah. Nice.
Dude, we're going to check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, honestly, dude, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much. What we'd like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Get the fucking vaccine, you twat.
On that note, everybody, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.